There's been a real focus and certainly a lot of ideas surrounding the Great Island in Darien. And in the midst of making this property more publicly accessible, apparently costs are becoming a bigger issue. So for the very latest, we are checking in now with Darien's First Selectman, John Zagrodzky. And First Selectman, welcome back to the show. Let's talk about, first of all, the gem, which we call Great Island, what it is and why there is such a focus on it.
Good morning, Melissa. So Great Island is an island that the town of Darien acquired a couple of years ago. At the time of its sale, it was the largest privately held coastal property in the eastern United States. And it really is a gem of a property. And we've embarked on an effort over the last couple of years to develop a strategy for that property that balances development and nature.
So what would you say are some of the, I mean, again, there's a lot of ideas on the table. It reminds me a lot of Manresa Island, for example, which I know is a completely different property, but something else we've been tracking here on WICC out of Norwalk, and a lot of ideas to, again, make it more publicly accessible. For Great Island, what would you say from the residential standpoint are some of the key takeaways, things that people feel are non-negotiables with it?
Great question. So we really need to make sure Great Island is accessible to everyone. And so in order to do that, we're going to have to get cars onto the island. The fact is that there are some mobility challenged individuals that really that need to be able to take advantage of the property, just like everyone else. And so our priority right now is getting parking and road access onto the island so that those folks can enjoy it as well. And that's a top priority for us.
So being able to access it, including getting cars in and out of their parking. When I was reading, I think something recently, it was looking at besides more parking spaces and a vehicular loop, walking trails, but also some construction on site, I think, which included even a welcome center, correct?
Correct. So the welcome center was planned to be right near where the parking is, and it was going to include really not a full welcome center, but just a small lobby area where you could go and either meet with people or get out of bad weather, as well as some bathrooms. The way that was configured, I think folks viewed as a bit expensive, not to say that we wouldn't do it in the future, but keep in mind, Darien has recently made investments, not just in Great Island, which cost about $85 million, but we've also spent $160 million on one new school and renovation of three others. And so I think everyone's thinking, look, we ought to just go through and digest this a little bit and slow things down. It's not a rejection of the master plan as much as it is just a question about timing as to when we might make those investments.
And again, we've got Darien's First Selectman here talking about Great Island. And one of the things that can be tricky about Great Island, correct me if I'm wrong, John, but one of the things that can be tricky is the fact that this is technically historic land, right? I mean, the site itself is sort of unique and you have to take that into account when you're talking about costs.
Absolutely. A feature of the island, of course, is that it was in private hands, really in the same family for more than a century. And there are multiple buildings on the property that have varying degrees of historical value. And on top of that, you have a beautiful natural environment. And the island, up until we purchased it, was zoned for residential use because it was privately held. And so you have a lot of neighbors in the area that are used to that island being fairly quiet and fairly low activity. And so trying to have a strategy that balances neighbor concerns, the need to activate the island so people can go to it and enjoy it, and preserve nature, and think about these buildings and what to do with them, is quite the complex problem.
So the board ultimately, if I remember correctly, ended up postponing the proposal to what, to kind of move forward with, you know, with plans until more studies were done, or what recently happened this month with the Board of Finance?
Sure. So what the Board of Selectmen had proposed was what we're calling early access. What early access did was create parking and vehicle access, the small lobby, welcome center, and bathrooms, some meadow remediation, signage, and walkways. What the board, and you added up all that cost, and it was going to be, you know, in the $14 to $16 million range to get that done over 3 years. What the Board of Finance did was vote to table the matter. Okay. And the instructions they gave back to the Board of Selectmen is, look, pursuant to my comment earlier, we think this is a little bit much, a little bit fast, and what we'd like to do is slow that down. They were very clear, though, that access to the island for vehicles for mobility challenged people, as I mentioned, that remains a priority. And so that's really what they're looking for. So we're in the process of taking that feedback, and pretty quickly we'll come up with a revised plan that gets folks that access as soon as possible, while coming up with a plan to really delay some of these other investments that make sense.
So I think the things that you've outlined so far, John Zagrosky, again, who is the first electman of Darien, I think logically makes sense. The thing that is, I guess, not worrisome, but maybe it's in the updated proposal that would be announced later on this year. I feel like if we're going to have access, though, to this island, I feel like you have to have bathrooms. I mean, this is miles long, right? I mean, I feel like you kind of have to have bathrooms there. But I guess you're saying like do porta potties or something, I guess, to kind of.
Well, yeah, so that's a good question. I mean, the reality is we could either build really nice bathrooms that would be there for a long period of time, or to your point, go with porta potties. But there's even different kinds of those. I don't know if you've been to some events like I have where some of these porta potties are almost as nice as bathrooms you might see in someone's home.
Oh, so, sure. Yeah.
We're not going to do something that's cheap or people are not welcoming to people. But our plan really is going to focus on access, and let's see about bathrooms. Keep in mind that ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act compliance, is also very important. So mm-hmm. anything we do to improve the island, either for access, for bathrooms or anything like that, we're also going to be focusing on making sure that it complies with that important law.
Mm-hmm. And again, we're talking to the first electman of Darien about Great Island. And so they are going to have to table, or they did decide to table their proposal and say, hey, you know, let's get some additional information, come back with something else to present to us that may bring the cost down significantly. Because again, $14 to $16 million. I think I was reading, John, that there were other spending proposals that were just flat out not approved by the finance board, including short lane parcel at Weed Beach, as well as an expenditure for Pear Tree Beach Park improvements. So there were different things that also were tabled at the same time, it feels like. But it seems there's a huge focus in Darien on really the recreational right now.
Yeah, that's right. The other two investments you mentioned, one was the shoreline property at Weed Beach, which is another piece of property we acquired that's right next to our existing Weed Beach Park. That proposed investment was rejected 2-5. So it was not even tabled. The Board of Finance decided
they didn't
want that. That's actually pretty controversial with residents, with the town, with people. It's just been a difficult issue, and we'll have to see about where that goes in the future. Pear Tree Point Beach, the other one, that was approved.
And that did get approved.
It did.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's more about sort of flood resiliency. That's an area where we've had some beach erosion and parking lot flooding, and with some dredging around our boating facilities around there is what's planned for that, and that was approved. And so that'll go to the representative town meeting later in October for a final approval. And hopefully that project will be done by the start of boating season next spring.
We are talking about Great Island in Darien, and I am going to put a link to the website, greatisland.darienct.gov, to really see the vision coming to life and how you can play a part in this. We've got the first electman for the town of Darien here, John Zagrodsky. And John, you had mentioned before that the proposal that had been put forward, which again really looked at accessibility, parking, bathrooms, and a welcome center, has been tabled. And basically, you guys are tasked with coming back with something that is a little more affordable, brings the price tag down a little bit. When will you re-present that proposal?
So that's a good question. We're working on it right now. I've got actually two meetings on this very topic today, and we will make sure that we have all of this buttoned up. The reason that I'm going to take a little bit of time to get this just right, as I mentioned before, there are some Americans with Disabilities Compliance Act that we really need to sort through to make sure we have right. One of the elements of the proposal that was tabled was some soil remediation, because there are some old herbicides that were bad chemicals that were used 100 years ago that are in a few spots that we want to clear out. I need to check whether that's imperative to do now or whether that's something that can wait. Anyway, there's just a number of things that I need to check through to make sure we have a complete proposal to come back that's less expensive, as the Board of Finance has asked.
You know, when I look at the picture of Great Island, it's really beautiful. It's a massive piece of property, though. It's about, what, 60 acres total?
About 65 acres total.
Okay. When we talk about even getting people access, though, to the island, better accessibility, obviously, are the trails already built in? I mean, forgive me for asking this. I have to confess, I've never been to Great Island, but for the listeners who have not been there before, are there already, you know, trails sort of built in? Is there anything that you guys are going to have to develop, or are people, you know, kind of when they get there, once they have parking and a way to get in, everything is sort of already taken care of?
Good question. By the way, come by, I'll give you a tour anytime.
So, okay, let's set that up. I'd love that.
Yep. The pathways are mostly roadways that were built by the family. So for example, you come up to the entrance, there is actually a narrow asphalt roadway that goes up to the main house as well as multiple other buildings on site. And so in a sense, we already have built-in pathways that are a pretty good surface. My sense is that we're going to need to assess each one of those, probably repave a few of them to make sure that, again, there's no areas where you could trip or fall, something like that. All gets back to my compliance point. But there are a lot of pretty nice paths already built in. It's not to say we won't add some, but I think the main thing now is get parking and get those paths that are already there in good shape. And then take a step back and reassess at that point.
I can't remember, John, but I believe, again, forgive me, I'm kind of tracking Great Island, Manresa Island. There's a couple of different, I think, kind of similar projects, especially in the Fairfield County area. Is Great Island, wasn't there a real push or not a push to make it dog friendly as well?
Yes. Yeah, so Darien has more than 2,200 registered dogs and probably a few more that are not registered with the town. And so it's a dog-friendly town. Lots of families have dogs. Everybody wants to bring dogs wherever they go. Mm. What we ran into with Great Island is that there are a lot of animals on Great Island, deer, turkey, eagles, all of that, and trying to say, well, all right, if we have a lot of dogs on the island, is that really the right answer? Where we came out was you can bring dogs on Great Island, except for a couple wetland spots, as long as they're on leashes. And so that was a very long debate to get to that point.
I mean, I think that's a fair compromise there. I don't know.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to work fine. And frankly, that's really the rule in most places you go to. You don't want dogs running off leash. One thing people have asked about that other towns like New Canaan have are dog parks. And so these are places where you can let your dog run off leash. We don't have a great spot for that right now in town, but we're thinking about it. And that might actually take some pressure off Great Island if folks had a place to take their dogs off leash.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And honestly, Great Island, not that Great Island should be under the same category as a state park, but I do find that, you know, when you go to the state parks and you, again, a lot of times, it's not all of them, but the ones that I've gone to before, you can bring a dog maybe sometimes, but they're always on leash. I mean, I think that's pretty par for the course. Like I said, I think that's a really good compromise, not trying to get political or anything, but I think, you know, you want to have your dog there, that's fine. Just keep him on leash. I think that's a fair compromise. The other thing I had a question about, John, again, we have got John Zagrodzki here, who is the first selectman of Darien. So on the site, because again, I haven't been there before, looking forward to that, to checking it out with you. Thank you so much for the invite. On Great Island's website, there's that building that you're talking about. That's there. It looks like there's a lot of team members from the town that are standing in front of it with kind of a projection of what the project could look like. What is that building being used for? That main home or estate that you were talking about?
Well, there's the two big buildings on site are the estate house, which just sits out by the water. And then the stables. So the family that owned this were horse-minded. They were equestrians. In fact, one of them was in the Olympics and medaled in the Olympics in the equestrian sports. And so they're beautiful buildings. I think longer term, the idea would be that they would be renovated and purposed for some public activity. So you could imagine the stables. I don't know that we would go back to horses just because, well, horses and people don't mix in a park like that.
Fair.
But you could imagine the stables being repurposed for, say, event space, having a little cafe because there's sort of a terrace area out there where you could put some tables. That could be really great. And then the main house, it's just such a beautiful vista if you get there. So when I take you there, you'll see it's really just stunning. And so we've already had a lot of requests, for example, for folks to have weddings there just because it's such a pretty place. But again, the building would have to be renovated before it could be used for, say, a reception or a dinner or something like that. We're a long way from doing that.
Couldn't that, yeah, though, take the place of that welcome center, like in some regard?
It could. Keep in mind that the main center part of the estate house has not been lived in since 1972. Mm-hmm. And as a result, there's a lot of work that's going to have to be done to remediate that space. Mm-hmm. So it's not just things like asbestos. It's pretty dilapidated down in the basement. It's not ADA accessible. It's all of that stuff would have to be sorted through. So the reality is it's kind of easier to build new, if you will, than to renovate that house in any reasonable amount of time. So that's why the other reason we wanted to put the bathrooms by the parking as well, they're by the parking. So it's right at the entrance to Great Island, and that seemed like a more logical place to have them. But longer term, we'd certainly have bathrooms in those other places.
Fair. I think it's an exciting future, obviously. And certainly let me know when a new proposal is going to be presented, because we'd love to keep our audience in the loop. And obviously, any updates, anything like that, I'm going to link the website about Great Island to our website, voiceofct.com, attach it to this podcast with First Electman John Zagrodzky of the great town of Darien. John, thank you so much. And yes, let's set up a tour. I'd love to go there with you.
I'll set it up. You're welcome, Melissa. Have a great day.
Great. You too. And again, that is the First Electman of Darien, John Zagrodzky, here on WICC.